Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "Afdal al-zuhd, ikhfa' al-zuhd." The best zuhd is to conceal zuhd. We have discussed the meaning of zuhd as one of the characteristics of revolutionaries in our 13th session titled "Get Rid of Weaknesses." We stated that the meaning of zuhd is best described by verse 23 of Surah Al-Hadid in the Holy Quran, as Imam Ali alayhi salam pointed out in the Hikmah 439, where he said, "Az-zuhdu kulluhu bayna kalimatayn min al-Qur'an. Qala Allah subhanahu likay la ta'saw ala ma fatakum wa la tafrahu bima ataakum. Wa man lam ya'sa ala al-madhi wa lam yafrah bil aati faqad akhadha az-zuhda bi tarafay." The whole of zuhd is confined between two expressions of the Quran. Allah the Glorified said, "So that you do not distress yourselves for what escapes you, nor be overjoyed for what He has granted you. Whoever does not grieve over what he misses and does not revel over what comes to him acquires zuhd from both its ends." Therefore, a zahid, someone who has zuhd, is the one who does not lose oneself and maintains complete control over their mind and heart regardless of loss or gain. We must consider that zuhd is a relative concept, and individuals may vary in the degree to which they possess it. Consequently, there is a means to assess someone's level of zuhd, which can be accomplished by reflecting upon Sermon 81 of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where His Eminence stated, "Ayyuha an-nas, az-zahadatu qisaru al-amal wa ash-shukru 'inda an-ni'am." O people, zuhd is to shorten desires, to thank for bounties. We can use three questions to assess someone's level of zuhd. First, what have you detached yourself from? And second one is, why have you detached yourself from it? And the third one, to what degree were you attached to it? By considering these questions, we can gain insights into an individual's zuhd and evaluate the level of detachment from worldly possessions or desires. So if someone is asked, "What did you detach yourself from?" and they reply that they are no longer attached to committing sins, and you ask, "Why did you detach yourself from it?" and they reply that they don't want to go to hell, and then you ask, "How much attachment did you have to these sins?" and they reply that they were very attached and pleased with them, but due to fear of punishment and the wrath of Allah, they detach themselves from them. This person has a lower degree of zuhd compared to someone who has detached themselves from all desires and dreams. As Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Az-zahadatu qisaru al-amal." Zuhd is quitting desires and dreams. When asked why they detach themselves, the answer would be, "Wash-shukru 'inda an-ni'am," to thank for bounties. This person's detachment is driven by understanding that there is nothing but Allah and that they should allow nothing but Him to enter their heart. They are not attached to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything loses its significance in the presence of the Almighty. This level of detachment indicates a high degree of zuhd. Indeed, there is a significant difference between these two kinds of zuhd. The first person detaches themselves from sins primarily out of fear of the punishment of hell. Although they have detached themselves from those sins, their inclination or tendency towards them still exists. On the other hand, the second person has reached a higher level of zuhd. They have detached themselves from all desires and attachments because their focus is solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else holds importance for them except Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they do not have any inclination towards anything other than Him. The second person's detachment goes beyond mere fear of punishment and reflects a deep spiritual connection and devotion to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Their zuhd is characterized by a complete shift in perspective, where all worldly desires lose their significance in the presence of the Divine. Therefore, zuhd is indeed a relative concept among people, and we can gauge its degree by asking questions to understand the level of zuhd an individual possesses. And of course, a soldier and warrior of truth, someone who aspires to be among the best companion of his imam, needs to attain a high level of zuhd. Nothing should matter to him except what satisfies his imam, support his imam, and aligns his life with the cause of his imam, which ultimately is the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O you, the potential commander of the army of Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. I offer you a single advice. Rise up for God, for Allah, the Almighty, in pairs or individually, and reflect. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.